Have you ever seen a commie drink a glass of water?
What?
Why do you want a little bit? Because if you're going to drink, I'd rather you do it in the house.
Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello?
Did you see the memo about this?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
This is healthy. This is good.
It's Friday when we talk movies here on The Takeaway. Man, when I hear Young Frankenstein in the montage, I just got to laugh. I love it. As always, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway, is with us. Hi, Rafer.
Hello, Todd.
I'm giving you the day off from trivia. We got a lot of movies to get to, so you get a reprieve today.
All right, that's all right with you.
All right,
that's
no
fun.
Trivia today. But let's start with Judi Dench, because the new film Victoria and Abdul is out. We're going to listen to a clip. This is Queen Victoria striking up an unlikely friendship with a young Indian clerk named Abdul Karim. Listen.
I am a Muslim, Your Majesty. I learned the Quran from my father. He's my Munshi.
Munshi?
Yes, Munshi. My teacher.
Well, we would like you to be the Queen's Munshi.
But I'm only a servant, Your Majesty. A servant cannot be a Munshi.
Well, you are a servant no longer. You are my teacher. You will teach me Urdu and the Quran and anything else you can think of.
Rafer, the combination of period piece, costume drama, and Dame Judi Dench is lethal for your movie-going ticket money. This one's going to be big.
Of course. Also, Stephen Frears, who directed The Queen, is behind the camera. So this definitely has Oscar bait written all over it. What's also interesting is that, as unlikely as that clip sounds, this is a true story. There was a young man named Abdul who did become a confidant of the Queen and caused a great deal of uproar within her household. I think it's an interesting story. I think it touches on a lot of issues of race and elitism and classism. The people in the Queen's household are very upset that she's hanging out with this Muslim and this dark-skinned fellow from India. I would have liked that message a little bit better if Abdul had been a more sympathetic character. He does indeed seem like he's kind of flattering his way toward the throne. Mm. That was kind of a problem for me. It sort of muddles the message a little bit. So even though I think Dame Judi Dench is terrific in the role, I was a little mixed on this one.
Well, that's Victoria and Abdul. Those period pieces are popular. I'm going to see that, I think. I got to see her perform as Victoria. It sounds pretty great to me.
She's Rafer, great as always.
Let's slam on the brakes from Queen Victoria, because Tom Cruise has landed work with the CIA.
What I'm about to tell you, you got to swear you can't ever tell anybody this, Lucy. I am working for the CIA.
So, anytime you hear the words, I'm working for the CIA, you get
breathless.
A little suspicious, right? but this actually is at least partially a true story about a guy named Barry Seal, who was a TWA pilot who began running drugs for the Medellin cartel for Escobar. He gets sort of swept up into the Iran-Contra scandal briefly, becomes a DEA informant. Pretty wild life, incredible story. The CIA connection, a little less solid to me, a little less credible, but it's a great story, directed in a very jazzy, fun action style by Doug Liman, who did The Bourne Identity. Tom Cruise is great. I do think there's a little bit of they kind of try to make Barry Seal into the poster child for the Reagan-era hypocrisy and hubris and all this different stuff. I'm not sure if I really buy that, but I do think it's a lot of fun. And Tom Cruise, I've said it before, I'll say it again, he's still a movie star and a lot of fun to watch.
He sure is. Tom Cruise is a quintessential American movie star, like it or not. Rafer, before we let you go, Robert Redford and Jane Fonda, they were together in Barefoot in the Park, in The Chase, other movies as well. They're back now in Our Souls at Night.
We're both alone. You know, we've been on our own for years. I'm lonely, and I'm guessing you might be too. It's about getting through the night, you know? Lying down in bed together and talking through the night until we fall asleep, that kind of thing. Would that be something of interest to you?
Well, I really wanted to like this movie. Who doesn't want to see Redford and Fonda back together again, even at this advanced age, which gives it a sort of an extra poignancy? It's a little too low-key, a little too dull for my taste, I have to say. I'm disappointed in this one.
Thanks, Rafer. Rafer Guzman with Newsday.
Thank you, Todd.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering print and marketing solutions for businesses, including color copies and presentations, booklets and manuals, signage, and more. More details at Staples stores or staples.com/copy and print. Staples, it's pro time.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.